Okay. So the mission, the second paragraph of Avodah Zarah, Daf Chof Hei Amud Beis, it talks about a person who has a tree in his yard, and the concern is that the person's tree is going to negatively impact somebody else's yard, the neighbor's yard. In fact, the truth is that most of the first couple of Prokem of Bava Basra talk about the relationship between neighbors in the realm of interaction in terms of property. Well, let's say neighbors share a yard, they share a fence, and what if I do something in my yard that impacts what's going on in your yard, it impacts a lack of privacy, things along those lines. So the Mishnah mentions on Daf Chof Hei Amud Beis, the first of the sources, there's a certain distance. The details we don't need for the present year, but there's a certain distance that you have to keep the tree away from the neighbor's yard. Depends on the type of tree. Chorov and Shikmar, two types of trees mentioned in the Mishnah, carob trees and sycamore trees, different distances, presumably because the roots of these trees grow faster, and the concern is that the roots are going to go into the neighbor's yard and impact, and negatively impact his yard. Okay, so that's the Mishnah in Bava Basra. You can take a look at it. And it doesn't matter whether this person is on the higher part of the hill or the lower part of the hill, all kinds of details relating to the movement, so to speak, of the roots that will impact my property negatively. Later on in the sugya, I didn't print it because it's part of a whole discussion, but a little bit later, the Gemara in Daf Chav Vav Med Aleph quotes that one of the Amoraim, Rava Bar Rav Chanan, was supposed to cut down a tree, because the Mishnah says, if your tree, if you look back in Source 1, if the tree is too close to the neighbor's yard, so then you have to cut it down. You have to, it's not fair that your tree should impact your neighbor's yard. And it depends who was there first and who dug his thing first and so on. Again, you can look in the Mishnah, but the idea is that you have to cut down the tree. So the Gemara says that Rav Bar Rav Chanan didn't want to cut down his tree. Why not? So he quoted a Gemara Bava Kama, which we will see inside shortly. But he didn't want to cut down his tree. And he has a whole back and forth with Rav Yosef, or Rav Yosef was his neighbor. Rav Yosef tried to convince him he had to cut down the tree. And at the end, he said he doesn't want to cut down the tree, referring to a Gemara Bava Kama that we'll see momentarily in the sources. What's the matter with cutting down a tree? So for background information, it's a pasuk in the Chumash in Parsha Shoftim, in source number 3. Dvarim Perakov, starting in pasuk Yotes, it says, Kisotzur el ir yamim rabim. If a Jewish army lays siege on a city, it says, Lo sashchis is eitzu. You're not allowed to cut down the trees of the city for the purpose of making things that are necessary for your siege. And it says, Kivenu sochel, because people have to eat from that tree, but also lo sichros. Now to cut that tree down, and Pasuk Chof says, Rak eitz asher teda ki lo eitz machalu. If you know that this tree is not a fruit-bearing tree, it's not a tree that produces fruit, so then you can cut it down. Also, sashchis, otherwise not allowed to. That's the original Baal Tashchis. The word Baal here is not Baal, but Baal. Beis Lamed, not Baal like Baal Abayis or Baal Ashur or something, but Baal like Baal Tosef and Baal Yerah, Baal Yimotze, means what you should not do. So we have a din of Baal Tashchis. So that's rooted in this pasuk in Shoftim. You're not allowed to chop down this tree for the purpose of the siege. The Gemara in Makkos on Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph in the fourth source explains that this is a real din, and it does not seem to be limited to somebody who's involved in a siege, the soldiers in a siege, even though that's the context in which this pasuk appears in the Chumash. The Gemara in Makkos Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph is an interesting sugya. The previous Amud, the Gemara discusses the possibility of somebody engaging in one particular activity, and by doing one thing, he violates a whole bunch of different lavim at the same time. Let's say he cut something, and it's Shabbos, and it's Yom Kippur, and it's Shemitah. So you have all kinds of different lavim. So the Gemara later on, Chof Beis Manalav, in source 4, says, Maskevin v'lechoshev nami hakotzet yilonos tovus. Why didn't the Gemara include another lav he could possibly violate? That is cutting down trees. Okay, it's so whatever reason it didn't include it, but the Azhar, the warning, is this pasuk, ki menu sochavo solo sikho. So we see clearly that there's a requirement or a prohibition to cut down a tree, even not in the case of a siege. And the Rambam paskins that way, Hilchos Melachim, Perek Vav Halacha Ches, source number 5. Actually, it's in Hilchos Melachim, because the full title of Hilchos Melachim is Hilchos Melachim Milchamo Seim, the laws of a king and their wars. So it says, Ein kotzi l'machol shechutz mirve, ein moni mehem amasmaim kidei sheyivshu. Right, you're not allowed to cut down tree, you're not even allowed to prevent water from coming to the tree. It's indirect damage. And the Rambam says explicitly, V'lo b'matzor bilvad. This doesn't apply only to a siege, even though that's the pasuk in Chumash. El b'chol makom, kol akotitz ilan meichel derech hashchos aloke. You get malchus, one of the regular lavim in the Torah. Kesef Mishnah, there on the Rambam Perek Vav Hilchos Melachim Alach Ches, source number 6. The Kesef Mishnah. How does the Rambam know that this is only, this is not limited to a siege? How do we know that it applies elsewhere? So he refers to a couple of Gemaras, which we'll see in just a moment. We'll look at the Kesef Mishnah first, the three different Gemaras. So one is based on a Mishnah in Shvi, it's Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud, the Mishnah discusses how much fruit does, or how much produce does the tree have to produce in order to have this issur to cut it down. So it says the olives are different. Okay, that's a detail, but the Gemara, the important thing is the Gemara for us on the Tzari Aleph Mabez, the Kesef Mishnah points to, and this is the Gemara that back in source number, the original source, or the Gemara, I didn't quote the whole source, but the Gemara of Chof Avanal, Rabba Bar Rav Chanan refused to cut down the tree. This is why he quoted this Gemara in source number 8. Gemara Rabba Basra, Rav Chof Av quotes this Gemara in Rabba Kama, Rav Tzari Aleph Mabez, Omer Rav, Dikla the Tarn Kava, a certain type of palm tree that produces a kav is a measurement, certain amount of fruit, also Lemitzeh. So the Gemara asks, what about the Mishnah in Shriyas that we just mentioned in source 7, Paragdal Mishnah Yud, that says a different amount? Well, Shiny Zaysim, olives are different. Okay, a detail. Anyway, the Gemara goes on, Tanya Rehochi quotes a Brisa that derives all of this from our Pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, even though that clearly, as the Kesef Mishnah points out, no one's talking here about a siege. It's a general rule, and the Gemara learns out from the Psukim, even in the time of siege, you can cut down a fruit tree, that's all you have, but as the Gemara concludes in Source 8, Lahaktim Srak Lamacho. Srak means a barren tree, a tree doesn't produce. You have to use that first. But in any event, as the, you can look in the Rashi's there, which you actually can cut down Zayit Macho, the third Rashi in 9, on Sadi Alpha Bay says, Afilu Shamaichos, in certain circumstances, you can cut it down. But again, the context of the Sugi is not limited to the case of a seed. Similarly, the Kesef Mishnah points to Warren Kedushin. Daf Lamed Beis Amalav. Rav Huna wanted to test his son in regards to the sugi of Kibbutz of Aim. So Mar says, Rav Huna Kara Shiroi Ba'anpe Rabba Berei. Rav Huna tore garments in the presence of his son Rabba. Amar Ezel Ichza Yirosech. I want to see how angry he gets. So he tore his garments. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? It's a problem of lifting the Iver. You're tempting him. Okay, so he wasn't worried about the clothing. But isn't it Bal Tashkis? How did he rip his clothing? So the Gemara says, the Aladle Bipumbaini. Okay, Bipumbaini, Rashi says, Bimokamatur. He tore it on the seam. So it wasn't such a big damage. You could sew it back up together. So the Gemara says, okay, maybe that's why he didn't get angry. No, he did it at a time where he was likely to get angry. Again, the details of the case in Kedushin aren't that pivotal, but what you see is that he tore a garment, and the Gemara assumed that it's Baltashas. Again, this is not talking about a siege or a war. The Gemara applies Baltashas clearly in this case. Another Gemara that the Kesef Mishnah points to, in Kuf Chav Tesem Nalaf and Shabbos 12, talking about something called Hakozes Dam. In the olden days, they believed that the person had a certain illness, they would engage in bloodletting, they would remove blood. They were right that the disease sometimes is transmitted in the body via blood. They were right about that, but they assumed you take out some of the blood, you'll take out some of the disease with it. Maybe that's not true. But anyway, that was called Hakozes Dam. So apparently after Hakozes Dam, you get very chilled, you get the chills. So it says you can make, even in the warm weather, you can make a madur, you can make a fire. Okay? And the Gemara records, the end of the first line of 12, Shmuel Tzolchulei Tachtoi, he chopped up a chair. Okay, the shaga is some kind of expensive wood. He chopped it, you can look in the Rashi, he chopped up a chair, Yehuda Tzolchulei Pesor the Yavna, also a table made out of expensive wood. And Rabba Tzolchulei Sharshifa, it's a bench or a stool, they chopped up stuff to make a fire. So, Omele Abayle Rabba, Yochav Mishum Baltashis, isn't this Baltashis? Omele, yeah, but my Baltashis, my body is also Baltashis. I'm more concerned about my well-being. But again, you see from that Gemara that Baltashvis is applied even outside the context of a battle or a siege. Just a couple of other Gemaras to look at. Not only do we see that those are the source of the Kesef Mishnah quotes. So clearly, that's his raya that the Rambam is correct, that the Isra of Baltashvis applies even not in the context of a battle or a siege. And also, you see that there are some exceptions. All right, so a couple of other relevant Gemaras. Shabbos, Tamas, Zion, and Beis in 14. Amar Zutra, Haiman, the Michsi, Shraga. If a person covers a candle that's burning, causes it to a shraga the mishka, he covers the oil, or megala nefti, uncovers neft, which is a flammable material, cover mishum baltashis. And Rashi explains, because memar lidolek, in Rashi 15, it makes it burn faster, you have to use more oil, so you're wasting fuel, you're wasting oil, this is also baltashis. So the Kesef Mishnah could have quoted this gemara also. Another gemara in Shabbos, okay, just using fuel more quickly, that already is about baltashis. A later gemara in Shabbos, kuf mem beis in 16, amar chissa, haiman de efshar lemechal namo de sari, rachal de chiti. He can get along on cheaper bread, barley bread. He wants to make sure he has a fancy bread, wheat bread, okay, made out of wheat. That's even more expensive. Carbon mishum baltashkis. You're wasting good food. You don't care. Maybe somebody else cares. Okay? And the Gemara says, same thing. Haman divshal mishish shichor. You can drink beer. But vishasi chamri, drink expensive wine. That's also baltashkis. Again, you see baltashkis is wasting food and drink. Also baltashkis. Again, nothing to do with the war. The Gemara in Yevamos Mem Dadam Alav 17 Amar Yosef Kan Shana Rebbe Lo Yishbach Adam May Borrow. Don't waste water. I remember the times where there were water shortages. You used to have these posters, you know, every drop counts or something like that. You're not supposed to waste water. That's the Gemara in Yevamos Mem Dadam Alav in the name of Rebbe. Rav Kama Tzadi Aleph Mabez. We know you're supposed to tear your garments in the midst of Kriya. Rachmana Litzlan, when somebody dies, so we tear garments. We go to the old city, come to the Kol Samarabi, the Makom Mikdash, for the first time in more than 30 days. You tear your garments. The Gemara says on Baba Kama, that same sugya, Tzadi Aleph and Beis 19, Amr Veloza, Shamati, Shemekare Alameis Yosemi die. If you go overboard, you tear too much, Lokem Mishum Bal Tashkis, you violate Bal Tashkis. Gemara Moed Katan says, 1 second, Chav Da Amr Av Moed Katan 20, Amr Lishmul, Nach Nafshe De Rav. When Shmuel heard that Rav, his counterpart, Rav, his friend Rav died, Koraya Trace Amone, he tore up 12 different items. Okay? And also, Omar, also Gabriel, Mr. Pina, a person who I feared him, I was afraid of him. Rashi explains, I was afraid he had so many good kashas. Rav was about proof of Shmuel, as we know so many times. But the Gemara says that he tore up all these garments and he violates Bal Tashkis. Okay, so it's different for Talmud Chacham Tosis on Atzukin Bava Kama and that same Sugan, Tzadi Aleph Beis in source 22. Over Mishum Bal Tashkis, he quotes, "I. What about the Gemara Moed Katan with Shmuel?" Or says, "Yes, Omar Tzurban Rabbanan Shiny, but all else we die." For Rav, that wasn't too much. You want to remember the greatness of Rav? Okay, it wasn't too much. But other than that, tearing too much is no good. The Gemara Bava Kama Kuf Tes Lo Beis talks about Mayim Shenizgalu. This is water that was left uncovered overnight. They used to be afraid that the water would, snakes would drink the water at night and deposit some of the venom in. I think we know today that's not how snakes deposit venom. But at that time, that's what they thought, that if they have with Mayim Megulim. So what are you supposed to do? Not supposed to drink it. So it says in the Gemara, Lo Yishpechem Rishus Arabim, don't pour them out Rishus Arabim. Lo Yigabim, and it's don't use it to make to make clay. Lo Yibetzim Esbayis, don't use it to clean the house. Lo Yashkem Ames Behemto, don't feed it to your animals. Lo Behemes Chavir, not your friend, not your friend's animals either. It's considered to be dangerous. That's how Rashi explains it. Baba Kama, Yikonis Ereshon, why can you use it to wipe the floor and so on, pour on the floor? No, because you'll walk on the floor barefoot and you'll be exposed to this poison. Again, I think today it's assumed that you're not going to get poison from a snake that way, but okay, that's the Gemara thought, with their medical knowledge. Tosis on Baba Kama, Tav Tav Kuf Teson, Reis 25, Dirmas, Lo Yashkem. Tosis says, 1 second, Pierce the countries, what's the problem with feeding it to an animal? Okay, give it to the animal. So no, because it could cause someone to shech the animal later, you'll eat it again, it'll be a problem with Sakonis Nefoshes. But those are inner near it. Okay, the rather, because you're not even allowed to give it to a non-kosher animal, there's no concern you're going to shech it. What's the problem? Shum Bal Tashkis. Bal Tashkis, you're causing an animal to die possibly. So again, you see all kinds of applications of Bal Tashkis. Okay, the Gemara and Tosis refers, and there Tosis Baba Kama refers to Avodah Zarah Lamed Beis 26, where the Gemara says, "Lo yashkem ben lo behemto lo emes chaver v'tanya v'ashkele behemes hatzmo," but you can feed it to your own animal. We said, "No, that was talking about a shunra cat." Rashi says, "Apparently, cats were not harmed by this type of venom." Okay, but again, you see that's why Tosis assumes that it's that's talking about Bal Tashkis is the problem based on that Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Okay, because the concern is, well, if it's a cat, what's the problem? So you can be able to give it to your neighbor's cat also. You can give it to your own cat, you can give it to your neighbor's cat. The Gemara says, "Yeah, but it weakens it." It weakens it, and weakening it, the neighbor won't be able to sell the cat for as much money. What do you see from there? You see Bal Tashkis, even if you're not killing it or harming it, but you're lessening its value, it's already Bal Tashkis. Bal Tashkis is to cheapen or lessen the value of something. So you see in all these cases, application of Bal Tashkis. One other Gemara along these lines, one Chulin, Dav Zanim Beis Rebbe, was inviting one of the tzaddikim at the time, I think it was Chaim Medosa, to come visit him, and so he didn't want to come because Rebbe had kudnaiser chavarti, certain white mules, were in by Rebbe's house, and apparently it caused damage. If they kick you, it's a permanent damage. You'll never get healed from this damage. That's what the Gemara explains. I'm saying outside the Sefer Yom Kippur and Zion and Beis. So Rebbe so much wanted to go, okay, I'll get rid of the animals. Okay, I'll sell them. So, no, you can't sell them because that's his neighbor. Someone else is going to have the problem. So Mafkanale, I'll be Mafkanim. No, it's your Nazik, it caused Hezek. And he says, Aklanos, I'll take off the heels. I'll do something to, to ruin the heel that can't kick so hard. No, that's Sar Bale Chaim. Okay, I'll kill him, I'll get rid of him. Ika Bal Tashkis. So he wouldn't want to come over to Rebbe's house. But again, you see the issue is Bal Tashkis. Just to look at a couple of other sources, not from the Gemara, the Sifrei, at the Medrash Halacha in the Midbar and Dvarim. So on that Pesach and Shoftim, by the battle with the Bal Tashkis in the battle, the original source, so Piska Reish Gimel, it says, Rishol Omri Kan Chas HaMokam HaPeiros HaElon. Obviously, if you can't destroy the fruit tree itself, then certainly the peiros atzma achas kama kama. So not the fruits themselves. You can't waste food. All of this is under Bal Tashkis. Okay, and it's not only food, but again, it used to be a practice that when a person died, the king died, so you buried his belongings with him. Some of his, royal garments or whatever it is, royal property was buried with him as a sign of covet. So the Mesechus Smachus, the so-called minor Mesechus, the Mesechus Perek Test, You can't pile in so much stuff. There's a limit to how much stuff you can put in. You can't waste so much stuff. They're burying it with him. You're not supposed to do that either. In general, we find, this is a general comment, that a person should not waste what he has. There's a Mishnah, Erchin Chav Chesem, Rav 32. The Mishnah says, Amar Belozer, Maim Legavoa, Ein Adam Rashai LaHachrim Kol Nechas. You're not allowed to donate everything you have, even for a mitzvah, even for Hektish. Not allowed to do it. Zalachas Kama Kama Shei Adam Chos Al Nechasav. You have to have, so to speak, mercy. You have to be concerned about your property. You don't waste things. As Rashi says in Erchin Chav Chesem, Rav 33. Leos Chos Al Nechasav, Shol Yivaz Bezeim Lehedyo. Don't waste them. You don't waste things. And we actually see that in the Torah itself. In Parshas Metzora, the Torah talks about something called Taras Habayis. A house can get Taras also, not only a person, not only garments, but a house can get Taras. If the walls get discolored, certain colors, so the Kohen has to come in and examine, is this the real Taras? The halacha is, you should empty out the house, that's a Pasuk, Parshas Metzora, Vayikra, Perek, Gadol, Pasuk, Lamed, Rav, Surah 34, empty the house before the Kohen comes in. Before the Kohen comes in to declare whether it's a Negat Taras or not. Why? So Rashi explains, because until the Kohen makes the declaration, you don't want to get tested. Like people say, I don't want to get tested for COVID, right? So they don't want to get tested. Because until the Kohen makes the announcement, you don't have Tzaraas. So what's the concern here? If the Kohen will come in and he'll declare that this is indeed Tzaraas Habayis, the house has Tzaraas, so now everything inside is going to become Tomei. So therefore the din is, as it says in the Pasuk 34, V'tziva Kohen Finos Habayis, empty out the house. But Rashi quotes, Rashi in the second part of 35, it's a Mishnah. Mishnah in Maseches Negoyim, Perek Yud Beis Mishnah. Hey, what are you worried about? Things become Tameh, okay, so you bring to the mikvah, they become Tar again. What's the big deal? Okay, most of the things can become Tar. So the Gemara says, and Rashi quotes it, the Mishnah says, that Amah Chosa Torah al Kli Cheresu, Kli Cheres, certain types of earthenware, cannot become Tar again. They can't be, once they're Tameh, they cannot become Tar again. So the Torah is Chosa on this small amount. Kavachomer, says the Mishnah in the Goyim, the end of 36, Perek Yud Beis Mishnah. Hey, Kavachomer Mamona HaChoviv. Okay, and therefore that's how the Tiferes Yisrael explains. The Torah is concerned not to waste anything of value, even if it's a small thing. That's enough to avoid wasting it. The Rishonim bring these dinim lahalocha. The Shari Tshuva Rabbeinu Yonah, Shari Gimelsim and Pei Beis, Oros Pei Beis 38. Lo Sashkis Ala Es Eitzel Nidoch Ala Garz Olav Garzin. That's the pasuk in Parsha Shoftim we had earlier. Who's Harnu Bazeh? Don't chop down a fruit tree. Even if it's a battle and you have to build the material for a siege. As long as you can find enough barren trees to do it. Bechain who's harnu included in this. Don't waste your money. Even if it's a small amount. And he quotes some of the Gemara's we saw. Okay, especially don't break things when you get angry, don't break things and so on. It's another issue. The Sefer Chassidim quotes something interesting. You have to be especially careful. He quotes a pasuk. Sefer Chassidim is in some Simon Tough Nun in Source 40. Quotes a pasuk Nishaya Perek Samech Hay Pasuk Ches. Pasuk says, Al Tashrischeu Ki Brochabo. Ki Brochabo. She said it's a particular issur of Bal Tashris. Kol Dover Shaton Brocha Overalav Bishum Bal Tashris. There's a special issur of Bal Tashris if it's an item on which you make a brocha. So with all this in mind, the Rambam says in Perek Vav there, Hilchos Malach Malacha Yud, 41, with all this background, below ha'ilonos bilvad, don't think this law of Bal Tashris applies only to trees. Ela kol ha'mishaber kelim, v'kareh begadim, v'horeis binyan, you break vessels, you tear clothing, you destroy buildings with so same mind, you stop up a source of water, u'me'abed macholos, and you waste food, derech hashchosa, in a manner of destruction, we'll get back to that, over below Tashris, you violate Bal Tashris. But he says, v'eino loke, ela makas mardus midivrayim, you don't get lashes, you get what's called makas mardus based on a drabon. If you look back for a moment in source number 5, the Rambam, when he talked about cutting down the fruit tree, which was the original source, back in source 5, the Rambam says, kolakotzes ilam machol, is in parak vav alach ches, derech hashchosa loke. So here he says, you don't get malchus. So what's the difference? That's the difference. A fruit tree, which is expressly in the pasuk, that you get malchus for destroying. A non-fruit tree, all the other examples the Rambam gave, nothing to do with trees, other types of wastage, he said it's a violation, but it's only you get makas mardus midrabon. The Mishnah HaMelech there, Perek Vav Alach Ches, talks about it a little bit, and he assumes that's what the Rambam holds. You can read, I'm not going to say it inside now. The Mishnah HaMelech says that the Rambam holds that the Isser of Bal Tashris on fruit trees, in the context of the war and so on, that's the Doraisa for which you get malchus. And the rest would seem to be within the Rabbanon. Others disagree. The others say, no, the Rambam holds the other things of Doraisa also. Okay, it's a little hard to read into the words of the Rambam. In 43, the truest Ksam Sofer, he says you don't get Malkus because it was called the Lav Shebechlolos. a law of a prohibition of Torah, which includes many, many different things that we saw here. There are many, many different things included. Not to cut down trees, and not to waste water, and not to waste food, and not to tear garments, and not to blow up buildings. Whatever, all these things. It's called a law of Shebecholos. The difficulty with some sofer is, and there shouldn't be malchus anything, even for the first thing. But the chinuch has a different point. I mean, leading the minchas chinuch to comment, the chinuch assumes, in Parsha Shoftim, in mitzvah tof kuf chof tes, he says, first of all, knowing isu zeh b'chol malchum chol zman b'shkarmen akevus. This is applies to men, to women, doesn't matter where you live, or the time of the Beis HaMikdash, not the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there's an issue of Baal Tashkis. And he writes, over al zeh b'hishkis ilonei meichel, over al lav zeh b'chayav malchus, malchus, you get malchus, baal shah ashkos b'chol shah dvorm she'enam b'fu roshin, makinos o'makas margis. So the Minchas Chinuch says what the Rambam means, and what the Chinuch means, it doesn't mean it's only drabonah. You just don't get malchus. You only get malchus if you destroy fruit trees, right? The original case in the Torah. But the Minchas Chinuch writes in those bays there in 45, al shah dvorm ein lokin, but nearer down halav over me. It's not a drabonah. Rabbanah will give you Malkus, Malkus Mardus, but not because the Issa is Rabbanah. You hear what I'm saying? In other words, it's not the Issa of destroying other things is Doraisa. You just don't get Malkus. Why? Because the Enam of Furish Bekor, that's not explicit in the text. The only thing that's explicit in the text of the Chumash is destroying the fruit trees. So for that, you get Malkus Rivale. But all the other things that we discussed here are still Asami Doraisa to do. You just don't get Malkus. That's the din. Okay? Now, it's important the Rambam stressed, okay, that it has to be done derech hashchosa. The Chai Adam writes in Chelek Aleph Klal Yud Aleph Sif Lamed Beis in 46. He talks about an interesting thing. He's talking about tzitzis. Okay, he's talking about tzitzis. If you have a talis with tzitzis strings and it's still kosher, but you want to put on nicer tzitzis strings, you want to beautify it, mutar, you can untie them and get rid of those and put on new ones. Not only that, but he says if you can't untie it, and he tells you it's very, very difficult to untie tzitzis strings. It's quite a job. Okay, so you can't untie it. So look at the Chai Adam writes in the second line of 46. It's too big of a pain to untie. So muta v'natkam, you can rip it or cut it off. The ein b'zem mishum bal tashkis. That's not bal tashkis. Kevin she'ena osa derech hashchosa. You're not doing it in a manner of destruction. Your ultimate goal is to improve. So we'll have to keep that point in mind. For right now, I'll get back to that point. At the end, he assumes also the Rambam holds all the other things on the Drabbanan. Rambam Hilchos Malchus Baragrov calls it the Shara Shchos Lechus Nilan Humu Drabbanan. Okay, not like we said from the Minchas Chinuch. So it could be a machlok is what the Rambam holds. I just want to point out, if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, Mitzvahs Losa said Nun Zayin in 47, the Sefer HaMitzvahs says, no, he says the Mitzvahs Mihashkis Ha'ilonos Kishanotzer Al-Ir Kedei Lahotzer Al-Lahoshot to lay a siege, you're not allowed to knock down fruit trees and so on, but V'chein kol hefsed nichnas tachas lav zeh under the second line, in the second line of 47. The Rambam there, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs at least, seemed to hold explicitly that it's all other things are also included under the lav. Kagon, you say Yisrof beged, you burn clothing lyric for no reason, or you shabar klilar, you can break things for no reason. So the Rambam there, maybe it's a little different, and it wouldn't be the first time that the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs says something different than he says in the Mishnah Torah. But he does say that over here, the Rambam. Okay, all other lav and all other types of damage are included under Baal Tashkis. And other Moni HaMitzvahs that are listed here, the Sefer Yireyim, Simon Shin Pei Beis, the old edition, Reit Sadi Zayin, he says, under this is Mahavsid Kol Dover, Midoraisa. The Smag, Lavin Simon Reish Chav Tes, 49. Look at the end, Mikan Lamadu Yisra Shchosa B'chol Dover. Again, implying Doraisa. The Smag, Mitzvah Kufay and Hey, again, V'chlau Lav Zeh, V'chlau Zeh, Sholahashkis Kol Dover. But it may depend on the gears in the Gemara in Baba Bas, the Baba Kama that we started with. It's quoted in Baba Bas. Also, one version of the Gemara says Loke because of Baal Tashkis. The other version says Over Baal Tashkis. So we could say that the Rambam maybe holds it's under the Lav. It's included in the prohibition, but you wouldn't get Malkus. Okay, detail. Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention in that many places. Shulchan Aruch mentions Hilchos Avelos. Yoredeis Simin Shin Mem Tesiv Dalad in 51. Kolamar Bekelem Alameis Harizol Mishum Baal Tashkis. He does mention it. As we noted before, this lav applies not only to actually actively, directly causing damage, but even the Sifrei there in Shoftim, Pisco Reish Gimel 52 says, even indirectly, Ainli Alagarzin, the Pasuk talks about chopping a tree with an axe, okay? But he said, even if you don't do that, Af Lim Shochimena Amas Mayim, you divert water so the water won't go to that tree, you divert the water away. That's also Baal Tashkis, okay? There's an interesting discussion. What about trimming a tree? What if I want to trim a tree? So the Mishnah Melech, Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach, why it's there is another time, Perek Zayin, 53, the Mishnah Melech says that to just a trim a tree is not a problem. I don't know why. Lo yadati hechor mizur is a zeh. I don't know where it comes from. It's like that Rashi we had in Kiddushin, back in source number 11, the Rashi in Kiddushin. The Pumbina, the guy with the seti, Rav Huna was tearing the garment on the seam, so it wouldn't be as much of a problem. So the trim a tree, perhaps is not as much of a problem. Yachonim discuss it. I printed the source. If you're interested in looking further, the Chavos Yoyer, one of his Chuvisim, Kuf Tzarihei, Shela Ayin Dalad, he says if you have a tree that's blocking your neighbor's view, blocking the window, okay, or blocking your window, so you can knock it down entirely, okay. But he says some of the branches, lo yikatzo, don't knock it down entirely, okay. Just trim the branches that are blocking the view, even though that means I have to do it again next year, do it again the following year. It's a nuisance, but still he says don't chop the tree, but trimming is okay. The Beis Yitzchak is one of his tshuvos, Chelek Ardeis Yekalav Sim Kuf Mem Beis. He says he doesn't think that's allowed either. Not even allowed to trim the tree for no good reason. Maybe for your view it's a good reason, but for no good reason you can't even chop up a branch because he calls it a chatzi shir. A chatzi shir, right? It's not the whole tree, but it's part of the tree. An interesting question. And the Dovah Misharm, the Chabina Chelek Beis and Membeis also writes in 56. He says Ulam Hanira Nehid Iko Isra Shchosa Gamba Mitzas Ilan Yikomakum Vada Ein Aloke. I don't think you get Malkus for a chatzi shir for cutting down part of the tree. In any event, from all of this, it's clear that there are issues with cutting down a tree. However, the Gemara on the top of Mabeis, Tari Aleph Mabeis in Baba Kama says, that original Sugya 57 says, Omar Ravina, but what if Imhaya Mu'ula Bidamin? What if the tree was worth more, the wood is worth more than the tree? I want to be able to sell this wood. We'll make tables out of it, bench, whatever, it's worth more. As Rashi explains in 58, that Tari Aleph Mabeis, Imhaya Mu'ula Bidamin, Dom of Yukarim, Levinya Yosef Mishrach Perosav. Yeah, the tree produces fruit, but it doesn't produce such good fruit, or I never get to the fruit because the squirrels eat it first, or whatever. It's more worth it to me to sit down already. The Gemara says it's okay, and they learn it out from the Pasuk. Tzadi Beis Amad Aleph. And the Gemara is in the very bottom of Tzadi Aleph and Beis, which starts, but continues 60 on the top of Tzadi, it starts on the bottom of Aleph, continues on top of, the proof is on top of Tzadi Beis Amad Aleph from the word rock. Rock is a miyut, it says rock eight. So okay, that's a technical detail how they learn it out, but it's got to be that it's worth something, worth more. Similarly, the Rambam Paskins in Perek Vav Halachah Ches and Hilchos Melachim 61, the exceptions. Avol kotzitzin oso im haya mazik ilonas acher. Let's say this tree is causing damage. Its roots are intertangling with other trees. It's causing more damage than it's good. It's true it's a fruit tree, but it's damaging all the other fruit trees. It eats up too much of the water, whatever it is. Oh, mipnei shemazik besoda acherim, like we started the Mishnah Bava Basra. It's interfering with the neighbor's field, right? And now my tree is interfering with the neighbor's field. Oh, mipnei shedomi v'kom, or because it's worth more as wood. Lo osra Torah ella derech hashchosa. The Rambam says the whole issur of Baal Tashchis is only when you're destroying something in a manner of destruction. But if it's for a creative purpose, either it's ruining other trees, it's interfering with your neighbor, or it's neighbor's yard, or it's worth more, you know, cut down and so on, then it would not be a violation of Baal Tashchis. And the Rosh on that Sugin Baba Kama, Parakas in the Tesrov 62 writes, V'cheini Mahaya Tzorchlim Komo. I'm building something here. I need this space. I'm expanding my house or whatever it is. We're adding a family room or adding bedrooms. There's a tree in the way. The Rosh says in such a case, Nirim Mutter, in such a case, that's not called Derech Hashchosa. Okay, and based on this, the Taz Paskins in the Shulchan Aruch, Yerodeyasim Kuf Tez Zayin Tzukot Vav, 63, the guy wants to build a house. He has a lot of property. He wants to build, the children are moving in or whatever. He wants to build a house. That's okay. In fact, he says if you want to prevent some other form of mazik, someone's got a wild animal, a wild dog, and it's causing damage, so he can poison it. Even if it's going to kill the dog, it's not a problem of Baal Tashchis. That's how the Taz says in Sim Kuf Tez Zayin. The very next Simon, Kuf Yud Zayin, the Taz adds, Tzivkot and Dalad. He was asking about certain types of goats, the Tyoshim, okay, which lived in a certain place. Anyway, at the end of the day, he also says that if it's worth more the other way, look at the last line of 64. Shekol sheyesh lo hanoa merubma ashchosa, ein kan iser Baal Tashchis. That's the rule. As long as there's more good than damage, you know, then it's not a question of Baal Tashchis. A good summary is found in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that's the Sher Zalman Ladi, Lubavitch is called the Alter Rebbe. Yechoshim Mishpat, Hilchos Shmiras Guf Haneshek of Baltashkis, a section of Baltashkis, Sif Yudalad, 65. Kishem Shetzarach Lizar Begufo, Shol Abdo, just like if you be careful your own body, not to do anything which is injurious or unhealthy or can ruin your own body. The role of Kalkor of Hazikah, you're not allowed to damage your own body intentionally. Lizar Mitzon Mimodo and so on. Same thing with your property. Kach Tzorach Lizar Mimodo, Shol Abdo, Lakalkor of Hazikah. The Cholam and Shaber Kalim, okay, anyone who breaks Kalim and so on, you're not allowed to do that. It's a violation of, will be a violation of Baal Tashlis, based on this. Now, anything which is valuable, usable by people, you're not allowed to destroy over the Losas Hashem, Baal Tashlis, Eitza. However, in Sif Tazvav, he adds, but it's only if you're doing it in a manner of destruction. If your goal is to fix things up, there's no other way to do it, then he says that that is mutter. We mentioned before Tzorech Mitzvah. Igmar Chulin, Pei Chesem Abeis, 66, talks about the mitzvah of Kisi Adam. When you shek the bird with certain types of animals called chayos, you have to cover the blood. The Torah says to cover the blood with dirt, with dust. Let's say I don't have anything. Right, so Gemara says in 66, Haya Mahalak B'midbar Ein Lo Efer B'chasos, you don't have the right dust or dirt to cover it with. Shochek Diner Zav, grind up a coin and use that. Haya Mahalak B'sir is on a boat. Sorev Taliso, burn your garment, destroy your garment, and do the mitzvah of Kisei Adam that way. What do we see from here? We see that for the sake of a mitzvah, you can also do something which otherwise would be Dal Bal Tashrit, since that's considered to be a constructive purpose and not a destructive purpose. So now let's come back to Baba Basra. So why did Rav Bar of Chana not want to take the tree down? Okay, he quoted that Gemara about not chopping trees and so on and so forth. But we already saw, we've seen from all these Makaris, yes, true, there's an Isser and it's not limited to trees and so on. But okay, but if it's for a constructive purpose, that was his whole discussion. Rav Bar of Chana's property abetted Rav Yosef's property. He also wanted him to cut the tree down and so on. And again, that was the mission we started with. If your tree interferes with the roots or whatever it is, interferes with the neighbor's yard, you're supposed to cut it down. Why didn't he want to cut it down? So he quoted that Gemara. But that Gemara doesn't seem to be enough. So there's another statement by the same person, Rabbi Baruch Hanan. He said as follows in Baba Basra, back in Baba Basra Chava Marav 68. Omar Chanina lo shchiv shichas bri the kotz tainos below zimna. Rabbi Chanina said, my son, his name was Shichas, another version of Shichas, what do you mean, a son. He died prematurely, Rachon al son. He died early because he cut down a tree, a taina tree, a fig tree, when he wasn't supposed to do it. It's a sakana. And based on that, the famous Yehuda Chassid, right, the author of the Sefer Chassidim, has a famous tzavah, a will, he left for his family and so on, and it wasn't a will leaving his money, but a will leaving instructions. And there are certain things in the tzavah of Yehuda Chassid, which could be only meant for his family, but certain things have caught on. For example, that's the source of the famous thing many people have heard of, about questionable whether you can marry someone who's got the same name as your mother, or can a woman marry someone who's got the same name as your father. That's in the Tzavah, Sibir HaChasin, among other things. So in Os Mem Hei, in 70, he writes, Ilon Ha'oset Peros, Ein Lekatzeitz Oso, period. Doesn't say if it's destructive, constructive. So apparently there's some sort of sakana in cutting down trees, and that's why Rav Chanan, in that case, in the Gemara Rav Basra, didn't want to chop down the tree. The Rav Chanina had this terrible tragedy happen, and the son died prematurely from cutting down a tree. And Sefer Chassidim obviously wasn't written in the time of Rav Baruch Hanan, but the concept was there that it's some sort of danger as well. So the Acharim deal with this in general. The Tshuva from Rabbi Yaakov Emden, 71, Tshuva Shilas Yavetz Chelik Aleph Simon Ayin Vav. Talking about a shul. They had to expand the shul. Okay, and they had to build a new shul building. Okay, that's not only a 21st century problem, Baruch Hashem. Back in the days of Yaakov Emden also, in the 1700s also, they had to build the shul, and in order to build the shul, they wanted to expand the building of the shul, they had to cut down a tree on the property. So he's asked whether it was allowed, Bishul HaRchavas, Beis HaKnesses. And he says, absolutely, it's obvious it's allowed, of course it's allowed, what's the shaila? So you don't even have to analyze it, it's not Derech HaShchosa. He has, it's simpler like Biyata B'Kutcha. Biyata B'Kutcha, Biyata is an egg, Kutcha is a milchik dish. You're allowed to eat eggs with milchiks? Not much of a shaila, everybody knows that. Same thing here. Kilo Nasar Ketitzas Ilan Machalak Bederach Hashchosa. Here your goal is not to destroy the tree, you want to build a shul. So that it's a good purpose. He says, Kavachomer, the end of the second paragraph, Atala Gavoa, Advar Mitzah. Certainly it's allowed. Okay, and it says at the end, but if you could do it, uprooting the tree and then replanting it somewhere else, sometimes you can uproot something and bring, depends on how far the branch is spread, I guess, you can dig it up in such a way and replant it somewhere else. That would be the better thing to do. The Chidor, in his one of his children says, Shal Shuvah Chaim Shoah Chelek Aleph Simon Chav Gimel, what about the danger problem? Okay, good, it's not Derech HaShchosa, what about the Yura Chosid's concern about the danger? So the Chidor says Poshet, and so does the Binyan Tzion, in a different world. The Chidor was a Sradi Poshet, the Binyan Tzion was a Yaakov Ettlinger, who was a German Rav, the Rebbe, Rav Shamshon Tal Hirsch. In both of those Tshuvas, they both say, no, there's only a Sakona when there's an Isser. Right, that's what he says. Like a sakana, the Chidor writes. That's the Binyan Tzion writes in 73 also. The Chidor is Chaim Shoch Chelek Aleph Simon Chav Gimel. The Binyan Tzion is Simon Samach Aleph. Elavada the Leka Sakana Hecha the Leka Iser. So that's why that's why it would be allowed. Okay, now again, so we have to figure out why Rav Chanan didn't want to do it. The Gemara seems to conclude he wasn't right that he should have wanted to chop down the tree because all these objections have fallen away. Now I want to turn in just a moment to the issue of Lag BaOmer, where it's become very popular to burn fires on Lag BaOmer, especially in Eretz Yisrael, here also, but in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, starting after Pesach, don't leave anything valuable that's wood outside your house, because some kid's going to come and drag it. It says the kids make these bonfires, and they have competitions, actually. Okay, who can make the biggest bonfire? So they want to collect wood starting right at Pesach time. They're collecting wood. You see these little three-year-olds dragging, a wooden chest that somebody threw out. They're dragging it to save for their Lag BaOmer bonfire. They have a special machzan, a special room, a storage where they put it and make these big bonfires. I remember once I was in Eretz Yisrael, Lag BaOmer was a Sunday, and Lag BaOmer was on Shabbos. I had to get back Sunday morning. I had a chasan on Sunday here in America. I left Motzei Shabbos, so we went from Yerushalayim to the airport. And you see all dotting, it was at night, everyone took the Sheirut, dotting the countryside everywhere. It looked like the whole country was on fire. I must have seen literally, look around, those who are familiar, going down from Yerushalayim to the airport, so at a certain point you're driving the countryside, I was actually going from Efrat, so you're high in the mountain, you're coming down, and you see fires all over the place, Lag BaOmer bonfires. So regarding burning, obviously is a problem of Baal Tashchis, and it was something that was done for kings. The Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Daled, Pasuk Daled, Yirmiyahu HaNavi, was talking to the king Tzidkiyahu. It was the last of the kings, okay? And he says, he talks to Tzidkiyahu, you'll die in peace, b'sholom tomos, perek lamadala, v'yom ha'fos, okay? U'chemisifos ha'vasech ha'malachim rishonim ha'shol v'anecha, kei yisuf u'lach. You'll get a burial, was considered covered to the king. Nobody is worthy of using the scepter or the robe used by this king, so when the king died, they burned it. And that's a gemara about Azor Yudalaf and Avda, that's mutter. Okay, first of all, it's not chukas ha'goy, it's not considering imitating the Goyisha practices, non-Jewish practices. The Gemara says in 75, Sofan HaMalachim, Ein Mavishum Da'ake HaMari. He quotes that pasuk that Yirmiyahu said that they do it for Tzidkiyahu also. So it's not a violation of, what do you call it, of Baal Tashchis. But it would be mutter. It's not a violation of, rather, for non-Jews, of copying the practice of non-Jews. What about Baal Tashchis? So the Gemara says, Sofan continues, Sofan al-Nasim, not only for the kings, other Malachim, you can burn, but what can you burn? Only stuff that they used. Clay, mitosan or clay tashmisho. So I asked for 1 second, when Maisa Shemesa B'Gamliel Azokim, the Sofan of Unklus Hager, Shivim Monetzuri. Says that when Rabbi Gamliel died, Unklus burned 70 dollars or whatever, 70, whatever, money, $70,000, whatever, a lot of stuff. How could it be that he burned that? I thought you only had to burn the stuff that he used. So Gemara said, no, it means he burned stuff worth that amount. Okay, the bottom line, okay, you look at Rashi, Kli Tashmish Hayu Shovin Shivim Mona. Okay, but this is not, so the Tosis there, in Avodah Zarah, Yud Aleph and Aleph, Okan HaMalachim 77, but the Gemara asks, but maybe there'll be other problems. What about Baal Tashchis? So Baal Tashchis Leka, second line, Mishum Baal of 77, Mishum Baal Tashchis Leka. The cave under the chvoda shom melech osin kan ain kan hashchosa. Again, like we said before, it's not derech hashchosa to burn something, not in a destructive fashion. That's also considered to be permissible and not a violation of Baal Tashchis. One other source in this area is a fascinating mishnah, Maseches Midos. Maseches Midos has nothing to do with nice behavior characteristics. Maseches Midos means measurements. It has to do with the measurements of the Beis Hamikdash and other activities in the Beis Hamikdash. Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. There was a man who was known as the Ish Harabayis. His job was to walk around, and the Levium are supposed to guard the Mikdash. Not that they need guards, but Lahavdo, it's like the Buckingham Palace, and they have these guards with the big hats. They stand there. You don't need them. They're not going to but they're there to give the place a certain status. So the Leviim would do that in the Beis HaMikdash. But sometimes overnight, you have the night shift, you tend to fall asleep, right? You can doze off, especially on a busy day. So the Ish HaRabayis would go around waking Leviim up, and he would sometimes set fire to the guy's clothes. You know, he'd just put it fire. And the guy would, that would wake you up, let me tell you. And the Gemara, the Mishnah says, sometimes you would hear Kol Azora. You hear like a yelping from within the courtyard. Kol Ben Levi, Lohi, had begotten this problem. And it very well explains you're allowed to do it, only the outer garment, whatever. You see from there, again, they didn't burn it completely, but that's also not a violation of Baal Tashkis. And the Sefer Chassidim says, relates to what we said before about tzitzis, it's in a tough ayin test, even for the sake of a hider mitzvah, not even a hider mitzvah. It talks about a Sefer Torah in 80, that's not such nice ksav, but it's kosher. Okay, if you want, you can cut that page out and put a nicer page in. Ein loma over mishum Baal Tashkis, because it's that Kelev Anveyu. So all this we see regarding Baal Tashkis, that there are exceptions, and if it's done in a constructive way, if it's done for a mitzvah, and even done for just a hider mitzvah, it is mutter, it is not a violation of Baal Tashkis. That's what we've seen till now. So now let's move over to the Lag BaOmer bonfires. Okay, Lag BaOmer, so we know that the Chayodim, I just quoted it all over, Chayodim in Chelek Beis, Gimel Kal Kuf Lam and Aleph, Sifri Aleph, 81, Bein Pesach Latzeres, Mesu Tamidim Rekiva. We know that the Tamidim Rekiva perished, they died during the days between Pesach and Shavuos. Okay, and that's you know, how many days he figures out, the 33 with Lag BaOmer. Again, we don't need all the calculations now, but he says that the different minhagim, we know the first minhag, the second minhag, both all kinds of different minhagim to this day, regarding which days we observe as days of Avelos, not shaving, not getting haircuts, not having weddings, and so on. Okay, but anyway, he says at the end, on the day of Lag BaOmer itself, Lag BaOmer itself, Nogin Heter, everybody is make on Lag BaOmer itself, which is this Wednesday night, Thursday, Shu Yom Hilula de B'Shem Yochai. It's the day of the death of B'Shem Yochai, Ulechvodo Nogin Tzas Simcha. You have a little bit of Simcha for B'Shem Yochai. That's how the Chidor, another one of the Psalm called Mora Be'etzba, Simcha Ches Osh Reish Chav Gimel 82, Yom Lag BaOmer, he calls it Lag LaOmer, it's a different discussion, we say BaOmer, LaOmer, fine, Yom Lag LaOmer, Yar B'Simcha Lechvodo B'Shem Yochai. You should increase the simcha because it's an honor from B'Shem Yochai. Okay? And he says different people do different things, and some people got together at night to learn from the stories or the teaching of B'Shem Yochai, and he says it's certainly a minig yofen. But the B'nai Yisoschar, okay, the dinner of the B'nai Yisoschar, Mamar Chodesh Gimel, Mamar Gimel, Os Gimel, that Lag BaOmer, he says 83, V'zeh Tovin, minig Yisrael, not just to celebrate, but minig Yisrael Torah, Lahadlik Neros U'Me'oros B'Yom Zeh. This Dafka Minig, says the B'nai Yisoschar, to light candles and fires on this day of Lag BaOmer. Why? Lichrod Ha'or, because this is a day of Or, and by Or it says Kitov. I already came, I printed the pasuk. You all know the pasuk anyway, Bereishit, Perek Aleph, Pasuk and Gimel Dal, V'yomer Elokim Yor, V'yor, V'yor, Elokim Yisor, Kitov, printed in 84. But what's Tov? She says, because Lag BaOmer is Tov Yomim before Shavuos. Do the math. Okay, Lag BaOmer is the 33rd, so it's 17 days until Shavuos. Gemat and Torah. So therefore, on Tov, by all of us, or Kitov, that's one thing. That's why we light fires Lag BaOmer. Lichvod, Nishmas Mo'orah Torah Butzina Kaddish and Skala B'Yom Zeh. The Zohar and the B'Shem Yochai wrote the Zohar, and that the Zohar shines and so on. And later on, in a subsequent source, the Bnei Yisrael writes in Os Vav, he says, he quotes the Zohar, and he says, Yesham Ha'od Tom LaHarbos workers of Shimon revealed many secrets, you know, through the Zohar on this day, and the sun didn't set that day the regular time because B'Shem Yochai didn't give permission to. So all these different things are reasons to light fire, have extra fire. And he quotes the Pasuk in Mishlei, 85, Perikid Gimel Pasuk Tes, Or Tzadikim Yismach, the light of the Tzadikim will shine. Okay, now, Yoruch HaShulchan, not from a Chassidish background, quotes, Aruch Haim Sim Tov Tzadik Gimel, Siv Zayin, Linyan Lag BaOmer, we have Simchas in this day, and we regilim Likroso Behilula Derashim Yochai, Ube Eretz Yisrael Mar B'Yutula Adlokas Neros Al Kivro. They go to Meron and they light candles. That he quotes, okay, of B'Shem Yochai. However, the minig in some place would not just lit fire, so they dafka burned clothes, and not just old clothes. Okay, now if you look in the Gemara in Shabbos, that's Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, it's interesting because Lag, okay, but they have the whole story of Shimon Yochai in the cave, which most of you know, but the Gemara says that Shimon Yochai and his son had to run away, and they hid in a cave for all these years, okay, 12 years in a cave, and they sat in the sand, no clothes on, they sat up until their heads in the sand, okay, and then they would learn. And when they had to daven, they would put some clothing on and take it back off so as not to wear out the clothing. And then when they got out of the cave, they came, and what happened? They saw people not committed to Torah. They looked at them and they lit fire. They turned on fire and the fire burns. They had to go back into the cave and they came in. That's the story on Lamed Gimel, Lamed Al, Amud Beis in Shabbos. It's very interesting. The Sefer Yeshua's Malko, that's a Rishul Akutna. Okay, Yeshua's Malko, Likutei Torah, Daf Ayin Vav Beis 89. Minag be'eretz Yisrael belag ba'omer al kibush b'shemichai lisrof begodim. At a minute to burn clothing. Some sort of didn't like the minute. But he writes, Yesh Lahamlet tells it. There's a good defense for it. Adam and Chava before the chait of the Eitz Hadas had no clothing. We know the Pasuk tells us that only after the eighth Eitz Hadas they were given clothing. So, Kemo Kainim Shimei Yochai sat in the cave in the sand without clothing. Because he was at that tremendous madrega to need clothing, so as a commemoration of that, people burned clothing on the fire in honor of Shimon Yochai. The Ben Ishchai in his tshuva is called Torah Lishma, Siman Tov 90. Okay, the Ben Ishchai, they go to Meron. The Shom Madlikin Chatichos Begodim Chashuvim. They light fire there to garments and so on. And Ain Lefat Beikal Zeh. You shouldn't challenge that minig. Shem Miskavdim L'Shem Mitzvah. And Ain Kan Chashash Bal Tashkis. There's no problem about Tashkis because they're doing it for a good reason. Like he says, like people light candles in shul. Many shuls they light candles. Today we have electric lights. But even today, people light candles. You know, in a shtibul they rattle even during the day because it's being done L'Shem Mitzvah. So it's okay. As advertised, the Chassam Sofer didn't like the practice. Source 91, his tshuva is Chelek Erdeis and Reish Lamed Gimel. He doesn't speak so much about the burning, but he says that's a whole Lag B'Omer altogether. He says many people come and they light candles, but he doesn't speak the burning. But he says, Ha'yisa Anim and Apurushim. I'm not going to join them, but it's okay. If I were there, I wouldn't join them. Chassam Sofer writes, Mikol Makom, La Soso, Yom Simcha, Vahadloka, and so on. Lo Yadati, Mershoim, I don't know where it comes from to make a Simcha on this day. And if it's Chetshuva, Yeredeis and Reish Lamed Aleph, Sukkot and Dalet quotes this. In the Lag B'Omer, he says about the Chassam Sofer, Ein Daito Nochev Azeh. Some poskim felt it is Bal Tashkis. The Chikrei Lev, Svardi Poskim, Yosef Chazan, Madura Tinyona Chelik Ardes Nid Aleph, 93, Eini Motzeb Azeh Tzad Heter, the Svardi. I know no Heter for this. The Ika Isra Bal Tashkis, the Rabbanan. He said, the Libi Omer, the Ein Mitzono, Shem Shem Yochai Bakach. I have a sneaking suspicion, he says, Shem Yochai wouldn't be wild about this practice himself. The Shol HaMeshav, Yosef Shol Nathanson, goes even further. Sholem Eishem Adur Chamishor Simon Lamed Tes in 94. He says, Yesh L'dabra has a lot to say about this whole thing. And he says, I don't understand what they do in Lag B'Omer. They burn clothing. Name over Mal Bal Tashkis. Because he says that Gemara we saw before, even for the kings, you just burnt a few of his private effects, a few of his private belongings. But the Stam people, everyone would throw stuff into the fire. He says, Avokan Ma covered you. What's the cover over here? I don't get it. But he does say towards the end, Uma Asa, what can I do? People are going to listen to me. Well, the other rabbi, you tell them it's not allowed to do it, they're going to do it anyway. And he says he doesn't believe that in the days of the Arizal and the Beis Yosef and the other Mekubalim who lived in the city of Tzas near Meron, he doesn't believe they participated in such a thing. And he ends by saying, look at the end of 94, I guarantee, Shem Hayulokin Oso Mamon, if they would take that money from the clothing, they would sell those clothing, but Mefarnesim Aniye Eretz Yisrael, and would spend that money, instead of just burning the clothes in a fire at Meron, okay, by the Kever of Shem Yochai, they would give out the money to Aniye Eretz Yisrael, Yoshe Yosef Hayanichel of Shem Yochai. Shem Yochai would be happier with that than he would about burning clothes at his graveside, Bahana Lo would be beneficial for everybody. So you have different practices. Again, we can argue, if you should assume there's some mitzvah element to this, we already saw that for the sake of a mitzvah, when it's not done derish hashkosa, so those who defend the practice, whether it was the Shulz Malko, the Tshuvas, if you look at the end of 890, by the way, the Ben Ishchai signed the Tshuva Yechezkel Kachali. That wasn't his real name, it was a pen name. Okay, but anyway, the name is Yosef Chaim of Baghdad, but he signed those Tshuvas with a different pen name. He doesn't like the practice, and he defends the practice. Sam Sofer doesn't love it. The Chikri Lev is against it. The Shol Mishiv is very strong against it. So different minhagim. And again, it matters whether you consider this to be some sort of a mitzvah quality or not. You know, the Sam Sofer, what mitzvah is it? Shol Mishiv, what mitzvah to burn? But I do want to point out, and we'll finish with this. Okay, people should follow their own meaning. I don't think it's terribly common to they have fires. They do. I don't think they burn clothing. They don't burn. They burn garbage and wood and so on. And according to many, since this would be part of the occasion, would not be Bal Tashkis. And I'll just end by pointing out a practice that we're all very familiar with, even we don't participate in Lag B'Omer bonfires, and that is the Gemara Brachas. Laman Rebbe's going over to Laman Aleph and Aleph in Source 95. Talks about Marbury Darvina was making a wedding. Okay, and the Rabbanan got carried away, so he took a glass and he smashed it, very expensive glass, and smashed it, okay, to calm everybody down. And Tosis writes, 97 brachas lamed alf and alf dimas va isi kaisa mikan nogu lishpoz chuches benisoin. This is where it comes from, the minute to break the glass of the chasana. What a minute, it's baltashkes. Now, why do we break a glass? Isn't it baltashkes? And shulchanach brings us lalocha. Yen of hilchos tishah b'av arachaim sim tov kuf samach siv beis in 98 yesh mekomos shenogu lishpoz kos b'shas hachupa. And that's most places today. You break a glass at the time of the chuppah. Why is it about tashkis? And then the Shabura adds in the last source, 99, Simon Tovkub Samach, Sukkot and Tess, Lishbor Kos B'Shas Chuppah. He said, and also, Zil Gamken Atam Shazuris Kli B'Shas Kli B'Shas Tanoim. You make the Tanoim. The Tanoim, the minig is to break a plate. The mothers break a plate. They take a hammer and smash the plate. What's this all about? Okay, so this is a minig. Okay, for the different reasons. It's Zechel Chuban, or to keep the people in the proper frame of mind. So it says, Yeroa Lishbor Tachas was Koshon. The Ein Bo Mishum Bal Tashlis came and Shaosin came. The Rama is Musar Leman Yitnu Leiv. People should pay attention for a good reason. Would not be a problem with Bal Tashlis. So whatever you're practicing by the bonfire, enjoy Lag BaOmer with or without the burning, and would not be a problem with Bal Tashlis according to many. Others say it is. You figure out which post we want to follow. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening. Thank you.